This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. As we mentioned, April is tax season. Right now, many of you might be digging through those receipts, calculating deductions, otherwise preparing your tax return. It can be a stressful time. Do you owe the government money, or will you get a refund?
Well, Mr. Ashen, are you ready to hear how your tax return ended up this year?
Sure am, Miss Levy. It's been a humdinger of a year at the funeral home. Couldn't bury him fast enough. I can't wait to see how this turned out. If my estimates are right, I should even be due a refund.
Mr. Ashen, may I call you Paul?
Sure thing, Sue. Funeral directors always go by their first names. We're all about empathy. I can't even imagine how empathetic I'll be after I get that refund.
Paul, I've got some bad news.
Bad news? What? No refund? Well, that's okay, I guess. I made money at the mortuary this year. Lots of cold rigor mortis cash, as they say in my business.
Paul, you will owe the government more than $78,000 this year.
Good one, Sue.
I'm serious, Paul. Your money is gone.
No, that can't be. You must have screwed something up. I had lots of money. It was so healthy.
I know, Paul. I've checked my work twice. Your money is definitely gone.
You're lying. You're a liar.
I wouldn't do that, Paul. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe there was some kind of problem with the deductions. I had lots of them.
There were many, many problems with the deductions. That's how this happened.
We can fix that, right?
Not really. For instance, you deducted two crates of $500 a bottle tequila.
Embalming fluid.
It's tequila. It says tequila on the receipt.
My industry is complicated. We have many secrets.
Speaking of secrets, you also tried to deduct what appears to be a tanker truck of spray tan.
Hey, winters are long and I don't get outside much. I'm not ashamed.
Don't hide, Paul. You be you, but you still can't deduct this as a business expense.
It's just, my money was so young. It seems like just yesterday when it entered my life.
That's how it is, Paul. Money comes, money goes. We just need to enjoy our money while we can.
I wish it could be me instead of my money.
Yes, I understand that feeling. But unlike the illusion of credit for goods and services, you're real. We need that illusion to keep going. If we lost that, no one would have any money, and you know what that would mean?
No one would be able to buy mahogany caskets with the optional padding.
That's right, Paul. So maybe someday you'll meet some new money, you know, when you're ready.
Sue, just one more thing.
What is it, Paul?
My money. Did it go to a better place?
Probably. That's not for us to decide.